This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Calling the following telephone number. It is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. The phones are almost packed, so if you end up getting a busy signal, just keep trying. We'll do our best to get to all the calls, but also to have conversations with you.
Or so, upgrade your subscription to the SIP line. And
you could certainly do all that, and you can find out more at sip.freetalklive.com. Let's just move right along to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Cynthia calling from San Francisco. Cynthia, you're on Free Talk Live. Cynthia?
Hello?
Cynthia, is your phone muted? Check your phone. See if it's muted. All right, maybe we lost her. I'm going to put you back on hold, Cynthia. All right, let's move on to this caller, Tim in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm Tim from Florida. Nikki, Richie Rich, Captain.
You got it.
Well, cluster bombs are the biggest story of the day, but I did not call about that.
What's the biggest story?
Cluster bombs.
Oh, I thought you said...
I would say cluster bombs.
I thought you said clutch and bongs. Now, Clutch is one of my favorite rock bands, and, well, I've been known to hit the bongs.
Me too. No way, dude.
Way.
Me too.
Way.
W-H-E-Y. Way.
Connection on air.
Way.
By the way, congratulations on your EP.
Hey, thanks, man. Feel free to share that thing wherever you can.
I will. I listened to last night's Beer Talk Live recording while I was working in the convenience store cooler.
Uh-huh.
And I got to listen to it again now because, you're working on stuff. You don't really absorb it, so I'm going to listen to it after I hang up.
Sweet.
I actually called about something else.
Go ahead.
But, I know you were multicasting and not interacting with, like, the Twitch. You don't interact with all the streaming platforms that you're on because you're multicasted.
Correct.
And I heard Granny came on last night, and he was really rude.
He was.
But
uncensored, kind of like we let him go. Right?
Yeah.
We let him go.
And he's a self-described crank caller. Right?
Yeah, so,
yeah. All right.
Yeah, I mean, he was having fun, but I kind of felt like he was kind of right about some stuff. But at the same time, I think he's somebody that... He probably only broadcasts on Twitch.
Right.
Like, there's two different ways of doing things. Anyway, I actually called about a winter home for libertarians. And you were talking about something yesterday.
Because it's too hot right now. Bring on the winter.
You're on to something.
And it's not drugs.
Well,
I will go to a colder climate during the summer. We need a summer home for libertarians. Because it is not New Hampshire.
Well, I figure, because the common resistance to moving to New Hampshire, it's not particularly my case, but particular resistance is because of the cold weather. However, my thoughts are once the New Hampshire libertarian population gets large enough and rich enough, because they will be richer than the rest of the nation, won't they all want a summer home in a different location?
I don't, but sure.
But for those that do, wouldn't it be advantageous to do a second free state winter project?
Doesn't Mark kind of do
well,
that?
Well, I mean,
Lame.
Isn't that his Floridian project? Or
well, there are several libertarians that I'm aware of who own a place here in New Hampshire, but also have either a rental or own property in another state, specifically Florida. I know two people at least that own property in both places. Now,
turn in your freedoms for part of the year.
The thing is, while I appreciate your thought on this, Tim. The whole, like, the rhetoric, if you will, from people who, you know, they think the Free State Project is a good idea, but winter, like, screw those people. Like, I don't want them moving here.
That's the best part.
There's another rhetoric that goes on, like, well, as soon as you guys achieve X, then I'm going to move. No.
Nope.
We don't want you. What we want is people to move here to help us achieve X. We don't want people moving after X has been achieved. That defeats the entire purpose. So if, and I'm not speaking to you directly, Tim, but if listeners out there think that it's a good idea to move to New Hampshire to increase liberty in our lifetime here in this particular state, you need to move now, and you need to help us now, and you need to not be a pussy about winter.
There's a. Have you seen the movie 30 Days of Night?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a particular line in that movie that has always stuck with me. I don't remember it verbatim, again, but it's, why do we live out here? Because nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I kind of feel the same way. I mean, it's obviously not as extreme as, you know, that particular area of Alaska. But the Free State Project chose New Hampshire, so this is where I am.
Yeah.
Right? The worse it is, the better. Because it filters out, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
The weak.
Yes. I'll take it. The weak.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, my family has,
fair
I mean,
weather.
My family migrated here from, you know,
literally
France or wherever else they came from very early on. Like, my family was here, like, I don't know when they came here, but like hundreds of years. So if my ancestors could survive here and farm here and live like pre-technology, like heat and insulation, you know, essentially living in like brick huts and, you know, like very primitive wooden houses farming, I think I can do it. You know, I can live here.
And the other thing I want to say on this topic is I was born and raised in the state of Wisconsin, a four-season state. Right. I grew up near Lake Michigan, which has something called the lake effect.
Mm-hmm.
So and Lake Michigan isn't just it's like as big as a sea. It just happens to be fresh water. So when you get lake effect snow near Lake Michigan, it's one of the Great Lakes, you get dumped on. You get snow like even New Hampshire hasn't seen, and New Hampshire gets the nor'easters from time to time. That being said, I then moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's a 6 or so hour drive away, but it's further north, and it gets way colder in Minnesota than it does in Wisconsin. So cold, in fact, that you have to plug your car in the winter to prevent your engine block from breaking, from developing cracks, to keep it just warm enough so that it starts up in the morning. Now, all that being said, I then moved to Seattle and spent 20 years there because, well, I was like, there's no winter, right? So in some ways, I shared that perspective that a lot of these people voiced. I moved to New Hampshire because I believe in the ideas. I love to be around more freedom-oriented people where I don't have to explain everything from step one, right? Everybody's already up to, like, step 8 when you talk to them in the freedom community. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so much
there's
easier.
There's still some anarchists out there who won't give it up.
There are, but it's fine. I'd rather deal with a community full of freedom-minded people who are trying than have to re-explain myself all the time. Now, when I moved here, I resigned myself to go, well, I guess I'll have to reacquaint myself with a shovel, you know, or hire somebody to do some snow blowing or whatever. And I have to tell you, after growing up in Wisconsin and living in Minneapolis, Minnesota through some harsh winters, the winters here are frickin' mild.
Absolutely.
You're mild by way of comparison. So this fear that everybody has about, oh, it's too cold in the winter, I don't want to move because of winter, it's BS. It's BS. It's manufactured. It's all in your mind. It's a construct. It's a convenient excuse for you not to move, for you not to do the principled thing.
This is what you have to do. Get an all-wheel drive car or a car that's pretty good, you know, like good front-wheel drive car. Get some badass snow tires. Build an igloo. build a snowman, get a snowboard, go sledding, go skiing, have fun. And this is the issue with people who are like, oh, I don't like the winter, because they're just boxed up in their house doing nothing. Find things that you enjoy all four seasons and enjoy all four seasons. It's beautiful here, and I've lived places, you know, very briefly, but I've lived places like California where the weather is the same every single day, and it drove me crazy. And there's something so magical about waking up every day, and it's like, meh, it might rain today, it might be sunny, it might be 60 degrees, it might be 90 degrees. Like, to me, like, that is exciting. And that's just me personally. Like, I like that sort of thing. And a lot of people that have moved to New Hampshire from other climates like Florida, California, Texas, it is really invigorating to have four seasons.
Let's let Tim have a word. Tim? Tim? Timmy?
Timmy!
I guess not.
You're still there, but I don't hear him. Let me make sure. No, nothing seems to have gone awry. Maybe he was calling on a cell phone. Or something. Well, all right, Tim. Thanks for the call, man.
He's on the way. He's already moving up here.
Yeah. He was like, that's it. I'm going.
Yep.
Stop off at an hour.
Mic drop.
He's like, what? She's talking about an igloo? I'm there.
Learn to drift in your sleep.
Let's try one more time.
Absolutely,
Tim?
Yeah.
Tim, are you there? There's
no
Timmy. All right.
No. Next.
All right. let's move right along. Let's go to Ricky from the Commonwealth. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
No doubt there, Brother Captain. I love you. Brother Richie. Sister Nikki, good evening.
Yeah, Brother Ricky.
No doubt. Well, I got something on my mind. Now, don't be dumping me, Captain, because I'm just following.
Hey, thanks
up
for the call. No, I'm just kidding.
But wait a minute. I heard Ian say a word just a couple days back that starts with two words, one with a D and the second word starts with a W. And I'm not going to say it because you probably will dump me, but he didn't dump himself. Referring to someone else. That's what I'm getting at with this before I get into my topic. Now, you just said...
Weed?
No. Can I say it?
I don't know. I don't know what you're alluding to, even with the clue you've given me.
Just move on with your point.
I'll spell part of two words. E-I is the first word with two letters. Second word is W-A. Okay, and in reference to said to a person.
Is it something wad?
Say it.
Is it something wad?
Yeah.
D-wad. What's that?
Is it D-wad?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't say that.
I mean, we're not even saying it.
Yeah.
I would say let's not say it. It's Ian's show, really. So, like, when it boils down to. So, you know, if he.
It's not one of the seven words, though.
It is not one of the seven words.
No, but I think this one comes close. Now, I was just following up on it. Now, don't be dumping me, Captain, because I know you dump yourself. No, you didn't.
The more you say don't dump me, the more likely it is that I'm going to.
Okay, but here's the thing. At least I'm trying to have some humor.
All right.
You said, don't be a pussy in the wintertime.
I did.
Since when can that be said on radio?
That particular word refers to pusillanimous, which means weak.
Okay, but so do a lot of words. And I know how the FCC looks at these words. Yep. So if I can say it, so I can basically say Kevin McCarthy is a pussy.
You could also say he's very pusillanimous.
Yes.
No doubt! That's one of my favorite words! Great! Okay, on my topic.
No, I really got excited.
Let me just, you know, I know that...
You might have been in the middle of something else.
Some of our callers call many shows, so I just want to say that there are shows that are not as free as Free Talk Live. Like, they not only do they have to conform to the FCC, which we also have to conform to because we're on actual terrestrial radio, broadcast radio. That's why we have to conform, sadly. But, like, other shows and other stations will have policies, and their policies will have more rules than the FCC. So, depending on who you're calling, what show, what station, there might be rules where even if you say that on their show, they're going to dump you.
Like Rogers has rules for the campground, and Porkfest has more rules on top.
And I had this argument a while back, because, you know, it's a little different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The word teed off. Now, Ian said, nah, you better not say it.
Right.
My Bobby says it all the time. He says it now, so I guess now I can say it, too. I'm not going to say it,
don't take my word for any of that. You call on a night. You call on a night when Ian's here, and you ask him that question.
All right, but here's my question for my topic.
Because that one's on the list.
Yeah, it is. And it's in the tense, it's unacceptable. All right, says the FCC, and you know what I think about that.
No, he's just checking off words he can and cannot say on air.
Yeah, he's making a list, checking it twice.
Pusillanimous, okay. DWOD, nope, can't do that one.
No, you can't. All right, well, I've been doing this for a while now, but here's my
problem. Yes, you should already know.
All right, but here's the thing. That's what it's come up to now, you know.
No, we don't know.
The Caneo made the comment and all of that. But then it came up later. Somebody said, hey, you did an impersonation of me on Beard Talk Live. Now, I ordered my device. It ain't in yet. So when it is in, hopefully this coming week, I'll be able to listen to the damn show. But here's my question.
Finally.
You did a version, and it's supposed to be pretty good, of Ricky from the Commonwealth. Now, was it the Ricky from the Commonwealth in the past 6 months, or was it the Ricky from the Commonwealth from 2017? Because those are kind of two different things. I'm just getting with the program here.
I don't think anyone in this room remembers what Ricky from the Commonwealth in 2017 looks like.
Well, Captain said that he listened to the show for 10 or 15 years.
I've listened to it since 2007.
Oh, so you just don't remember.
So there's a difference between listening and seeing.
Oh.
So somebody who listened to the show may not have seen anything. So it sounds like your expectation is that somebody remembers what you look like from, like, a time ago?
No, I'm talking my call. That's all.
He's got a very high sense of self.
Oh,
right.
Really? You're kidding. I would have never guessed that.
Ricky from the I haven't heard him on Free Talk Live since 2017. I can't believe he's back.
Richie. There's no one out there who thought that.
Except for Ricky.
No, the thing is, Richie.
Guess what, guys? I'm back. You may remember me from 2017. And I'm back. You'll hear from me every night again, just like it was back in the heyday of 2017.
Ricky, you just killed a lot of time and said very little.
That's my job.
Wow, I wonder where he learned that from.
Well, basically, here's my point of this. You know, I am going to talk to Bonnie and answer a question what a Confederate Democrat is. Now, between the period of May, when I started wearing my Southern Cross to the end of the year, I was in full tilt Confederate mode. There was things that happened on that show, not only involving myself, but Ian said things that probably he don't even know. I remember I pointed out one of them recently. How he used to regularly, when he would announce me, say that I'm possessed by the spirit of Jefferson Davis. It was off the hook, you know, for about 200-some-odd calls. You know, and I'm looking at, those days will come back. It was good radio, you know. And sometimes, believe it or not, my calls powered sometimes the whole show. I remember one night,
Ricky, none of that's true.
What?
None of what you said is true. Nobody noticed that you were gone for X amount of time, and there was likely no shows where your call powered the show.
You know who we want to come back? Paula in Florida with the fax machine.
No, I don't even want one, Ricky. I'm not asking for one. I'm just saying that it's not true. Like, I've been listening to this show for a long time, dude.
I can prove it, Captain.
I don't even care if you can prove it. That's the exception that proves the rule. Like, if you stopped calling this show altogether, like, really, no one's going to know. If I stopped showing, if I just quit and I no longer did this show, like, there might be a person or two in the first week or so that's like, oh, what happened to Captain? But no one would really notice in the long run. We are all replaceable.
But that being said, when I called for the first time in 5 years, and Ian monitored me, and he heard my voice.
The phone lines lit up. The radios went up. People from across the country are like, oh, my God, we got to get Free Talk Live back on our station.
You're being a jackass, Ricky. Now, here's what he told me.
So are you.
This was off the air. He said, in the old forms, this is after I disappeared, not that it was my choice. I was getting railed at the end of the first quarter of 18. That there was all kinds of conspiracy theories all over the forums that I guess is the deep state and these guys finally got me. Well, that was the idea. Now, I am going to possibly talk about that.
So he's internet famous.
There was like one guy who responded to a forum thread, and that's, it was all over the forums.
The 20 guys that were on the forums in 2018.
Well, one thing I did tease when Ari was on, and if I can get the transcripts from court, See, it was at the height of the COVID lockdowns. So hopefully I can get him. See, I did tease it when Ari was on. I went up against the ADA the second time I was in court.
You don't need transcripts. You can just go and download whatever show, whatever date you were on.
No,
and, like,
court transcripts.
No, I'm talking about court when they were trying to send me up the river for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Right. So if I can get it, you know, the reason why people would question it, because I was my own attorney, and ultimately I used Section 21. Nobody will ever believe me.
Nobody cares.
And they were trying That's to hurt me hard because I was Ricky from the Commonwealth. You know, they're going to make an example out of me, just like so many other people. The DA was corrupt, and the ADA was just as bitch. Everybody knew it. You know, I lost 2 years of my life over it. Beat him in the end. Now, I promised Dean I'd tell the story. If I can get the transcripts from that second leg of court, if they exist. Because I know there's been problems with stuff like that at the height of the COVID lockdowns. We'll see.
Do you think we'll believe you more or less if you have the transcripts? Like, could you tell the story without the transcripts?
You'll believe me, period. Because I'll send them to the show. You know? Because I don't want to go through this whole story. And the big clincher, nobody's going to believe. Because people say it all the time. They do all this stuff. And I use Section 21 of Article 1, no less, to save my butt. After 2 years. And I was getting real bad. You know? That's why I lost 2 years of my life over the whole thing.
Ricky.
You know? And I'm going to tell you two separate... Part, Ricky, basically.
Ricky,
you know,
you need to like check your ego, bro. It's too big.
So it's been like,
thanks for the call,
at least 5 minutes, and I still have no clue what he's talking about.
You've said a lot of words without saying much of anything, Richie Rich. Like, wow, where did he get that from?
I'm not going to do the voice impression,
yeah,
right? But that was my impression of the size of Ricky's ego, right? Who would think like that? Has to be this massive, like, you know, it's been 5 years and I'm back, guys.
Yeah.
Like, well, okay. Like, oh, cool, bro.
Like, I don't...
Beer's in the corner.
I don't understand how, you know, somebody who's a chronic caller gets it in their head that they're a super big part of the show. Like, I powered the show sometimes.
Like,
we're not even, we're like hosting the show and we're not even, you know what I mean? Like,
he graduated from high school, went back 4 years later and expects the freshman to know who he is. But he wasn't even on the football team.
Right. Yes. Don't you know who I am?
I graduated from here 4 years ago.
Right. He reminds me of one of those people, like either a Hollywood star or some politician who, like, you know, is at a restaurant or a festival. Don't you know who I am? And you're like, no, who are you? Like, I'm Ricky from the company. Never heard
I
of you, bro.
I should eat free because of all the publicity you're going to get from my presence being in your restaurant.
Never
the
heard of you,
ad dollars alone for this radio show, whew, because of Ricky and the Commonwealth.
So I do want to begin talking about this article from Reason that you, Richie Rich, brought in. The headline reads, calling male neighbor a redheaded bitch wasn't constitutionally unprotected fighting words.
That's a weird phrase. Constitutionally
it is. Well, and it's got the double net. Wasn't constitutionally unprotected fighting words. So I want to talk more about this, of course, as the show continues. Plus, more of your calls and thoughts coming up. I see a bunch of people are on hold right now. We'll get to those. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'll be right back. USA News update. President Biden kicking off his five-day trip to Europe. He departed Sunday on a three-nation trip with the focus on Tuesday's NATO summit in Lithuania. His first stop will be in London, where he'll meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles on Monday. The GOP chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee supports President Biden's sending of cluster bombs to Ukraine.
All the Ukrainians and Zelensky are asking for is to give them the same weapons the Russians have to use in their own country against Russians who are in their own country.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Congressman Michael McCaul defended the decision, citing Ukraine's self-defense needs. Nine people have been hospitalized with gunshot wounds following a shooting in Cleveland Sunday morning. According to police, officers responded to reports of gunfire in the warehouse district. The gunman fled the scene. No fatalities have been reported. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're live.
Some of us are dancing.
Oh, yeah, always.
Are they dancing in the chair dance?
Yeah.
It's the metal shirt of the week. What do you got?
It's not metal.
Okay, Grateful Dead.
The Grateful
right.
Dead. It's a
the
little
hippie shirt
Grateful
of the week.
Dead, a little misleading. It's actually not metal. Okay. You know, the skull and the dead part.
Okay, band shirt of the week thing. You say
yeah, it's the Grateful Dead. Yeah.
What's
Grateful
the firearm dead. Shirt of the week?
My personal branding. Because you know, at one time it made sense, and now it's just my yellow shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, at least the colors are good.
Yep.
I like yellow and black. That's a good color combo. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Before we get back to your calls and this story about somebody called somebody a redheaded bitch, and there's some constitutional thing going on there about whether or not it's protected speech. We'll talk about that. But before we do, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented some really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and is network protected from a 51% attack by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's excellent for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get, easy to use. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to the Dash DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Again, visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash and how you can use it. That's Dash.org. All right, let's continue on with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Jerome in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Trump train!
Choo-choo!
Hey, the Republican Party, a bunch of sorry-ass bitches. And that includes
so is the Democrat Party.
Uncle Tom Thomas. Crass Uncle Tom Thomas. Why are they surprised he's throwing them off? You know he ain't for affirmative action. Hey, he gets in the doorway that way, and then he closes the door behind him. He's sorry. He's a sellout. How much more evidence do you need? He's been a sellout his whole
what?
Life.
Wait, hang on. Hang on, Jerome.
I think he's talking about Clarence Thomas. Yes.
Jerome, like, I know you probably don't listen to the show. You probably just call, but...
I know you're not talking about that. I know it.
Right, yeah.
Either
like
way. You can call in about what you want.
You can call in about what you want, but, like... You're going on about a thing that, like, we really don't have any knowledge of. So can you dumb it down for us?
Well, they had the affirmative action vote last week.
Yep.
And it was, like, what, 6-3 along ideological lines,
right.
Which means all the white guys and the black guy that are conservatives, they all voted against affirmative action. I'm not surprised that the white guys voted against it.
Wait.
And I'm not surprised that the black guy voted against it, because they know he's a sellout.
So are you for or against affirmative action? Because
I'm for affirmative action.
So to me, it seems like affirmative action is racist towards black people.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Not.
It's basically no, saying that they
you're
can't
wrong.
Be...
You
okay, I'm wrong.
W-R-O-N-G.
Okay. But,
I mean, that
but
was
really
Democrat
what
that
it,
tweeted it.
So what it seems like to me is that what affirmative action means is that they're basically assuming that black people or whatever other races it covers,
minorities,
I don't know.
Minorities.
Yeah, minorities cannot reach these levels or be as smart or, you know, get into these schools or colleges or work positions
on merit alone.
On their own, exactly, on their own merit. They have to have like a hand up by the government, which I don't believe is right. And I do believe there should not be discrimination in the workplace. Like, you shouldn't be able to be like, well, I'm not going to hire this person because they're black. That's messed up. And people
you should
just shouldn't do that.
To do it, though.
Yeah, but people shouldn't do that just based on the fact that they people. I people shouldn't be racist, but I don't think there should be any laws against it.
There you go,
Jerome.
Hey, can I? Let me ask you this way: white women have made more advancements from affirmative action than black women. Okay, so when you say, "Whoa, hold it back, white people," you're wrong. Okay, you're wrong. White women at one point in this country couldn't even vote.
That's
okay?
True.
All right?
It's overrated.
So you're wrong. You're wrong. So black people don't benefit from affirmative action. It just helps us get maybe.
Wait a minute, Jerome.
If
you don't,
you still got to have the grades and all that.
Jerome, if you don't, if black people don't benefit from affirmative action, why are you for it?
No problem then.
Hey, let me tell you something about affirmative action.
No.
Okay? I had a white guy tell me.
I need to know the answer to the question, Jerome. If you just said that black people don't benefit from affirmative action. If that's true, why do you support it?
Because we need it. We need it. Because we're so far
behind. So it sounds like you're benefiting from it then.
Right? What do you think gets more? Look here. Did you hear about this legacy deal they do? But these rich kids get
Jerome is a white supremacist.
What do they look like? Me or you?
Jerome is a white supremacist. Because he believes that the whites are so far ahead.
Put it in the notes right now.
He believes the whites are so far ahead that the blacks need assistance catching up. If that's not white supremacy.
I don't know. I know a lot of different people.
And the Congress. What is the Senate, the Congress? What does government in this country look like?
I don't care.
It's ugly, and it should go away immediately.
Violent and authoritarian. Violent and authoritarian.
I know what you're getting at. It's a bunch of old white guys. That's what it is. A bunch of old white guys, for the most part.
Wow. Could it hurt you to answer that, huh?
No,
you
it didn't.
This legacy deal?
Didn't hurt at all. We've been complaining about that. This is why you need to listen to the show, Jerome, because all of this stuff that you call and you complain about, you talk about, oh, Republicans suck and these guys suck and it's an old way. Yes, we agree with all of that. However, we also believe that the same is true for Democrats.
Hey, you know why I call you a lot? Because we got a lot of...
Because we'll take your call, that's why.
No, yeah. Wait a minute.
It's affirmative action. We got to get our token black call in there.
We got a lot of conservative talk shows here in Charleston, and none of them take black callers. None of them. They don't want to talk to black callers. All they want to do is come on and talk to Republican talking points, and Republicans are great and Democrats are bad. That's all you ever hear around here. That's it.
Not from us.
Okay. I've been banned from a couple of shows. Okay? I've been banned from a couple of shows.
Sure.
I mean, sure, but I don't think it was because you're black.
We should start a thread on the forum of all the callers that have been banned from other shows.
Ooh.
No, Jerome in there, I'm not a black conservative like Clarence Thomas. I'm not a black conservative shout-out like Clarence Thomas, that's why.
Clarence Thomas, the black guy who voted against the affirmative action because he believes that blacks can make it on their own merit.
That's the sellout. You think he got on the Supreme Court because of his grades and his acumen and all that? He didn't have anybody helping him? No, he got on because he says what they want to hear. No.
Clearly not.
That's what happens with all politicians across the board. Yeah. That's how politicians get their jobs. They lie to people. They tell them what they want to hear in order to get votes.
He's been hiding all his sugar daddies for 20 years. But you know what, Clarence? The cat's out of the bag now. We know
Jerome's coming for you.
We already knew. But hey, this just crystallizes it more.
All right, Jerome, what else were you calling about? I know you had more than that.
No, that's about it. That's all I got to say. I just wanted to get you. Oh, $787 million. Thank you, Fox, for lying.
I don't know what that means.
They had to pay a settlement.
Was that the Tucker Carlson thing?
For lying about water fraud. For lying.
Yeah, I don't care about any of those people.
In American history, okay? For lying. Can't tell the truth. You would have saved yourself a lot of money.
I have a question for you, Jerome. How come Fox News can get fined $700 million for lying? How come politicians never get fined that much for lying? Or at all.
I'm not a politician. I don't know. Oh, by the way.
You follow politics way more closely than anyone sitting here. So if anyone's going to know the answer, it's going to be you, Jerome.
Hey, Jerome.
Let me ask you. Hey, Jerome.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Nikki.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160.
Why did I ever come back from my honeymoon? No, this is great. Okay. I'm enjoying myself.
Body language, completely different story. If you're watching the cams.
Hey, let's continue with your calls. Let's go to Richie Rich's favorite caller of all time. It's Scooby.
Hey, guys.
I mean,
Scat Eater?
That guy, yeah.
Scooter?
Skyler? What is it?
Butch on the Weekends.
Oh, Butch on the Weekends. Okay, sorry, it's Butch now.
Are you a lesbian?
No, kidding. What is that?
Are you a lesbian?
Isn't that what that means?
Are you a lesbian trapped in a man's body?
Oh, you can't say that.
I'm
a lesbian. I'm a lesbian.
Did you hear about the Polish lesbian?
No,
She likes guys.
That's funny.
It is funny.
I made a libertarian joke for you guys.
Sure.
You got a joke? All right, yeah. Go, Skeeter.
Libertarian Party.
Knock, knock, joke. Oh. That's what inspired me. Someone mentioned a knock, knock joke, so I made one up.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
So, it started, though.
Don't respond if you already heard it, okay?
But you just made it up. Oh, we have heard it.
I spoke part of it.
Okay, we're ready. Go ahead. Start the joke.
Did you know janitors are the most libertarian people in the world?
That's not a knock-knock joke.
Why?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I don't get it.
Does that violate the non-aggression principle, though?
No.
Try it again. Is that... Get louder.
Supposed to be funny?
It's part of his name, the Scat Eater. I eat my poo.
That was my other
How is that against the non-aggression principle?
All right.
Exactly. So, why would that be funny then?
Damn it, Skater. Just when I was starting to not like you, you had to tell like a Bush League joke that like barely qualifies as funny. And now I'm like, Skater was kind of funny.
I thought you guys were partners, not like theoreticians. What's wrong with you guys? Okay, so.
You still got to be funny.
And looks don't count. You're on radio. You have to have a face for radio.
Okay, so before we get again. I'm not a statist, okay? I'm tired of you guys portraying me as one. I called in right now just to, I want to debate something, another stupid topic that, another stupid theory that came out of, the Austrian School of Economics, it's subjective value, right?
Okay.
Pretty stupid, like map, rights, argumentation, ethics.
Well, stick with like, one. You pick subjective value, what's your problem with that?
You guys know that, subjective value is objectively false, right? Value is not subjective.
In your subjective opinion.
Then I'm right, right?
I mean, so, like, I'm in the market for... Skater, hang on. I'm in the market for a 1996 Toyota 4Runner or Tacoma. Right, specifically that year because, like, the engine is bulletproof. It'll go a million miles or whatever. I already owned a couple of them previously. I know how to work on them. So I'm in the market for one of these. Now, I am looking for one that is rust-free, right? And I can't find one of those here in New England, so I got to look, you know, in Florida or Seattle or somewhere where they don't use salt on the road. They don't have winter or whatever.
Yeah.
And so how is that value not subjective?
So you're looking for something rust-free. What if the guy knows how to cover up the rust really well with, like, Bondo and
not relevant. Primer? Not relevant to the question. We're talking about deriving the value of the car that the captain is looking for.
Right. So when I look online for this car, the values of it are sort of all over the place, within, like, you know, $5,000 of each other, generally speaking, right? But, like, I get different prices from different places, from different people. You know, sometimes, you know, I mean, the mileage is usually, you know, around 200,000 to 300,000 for this particular age of vehicle, right? Which I'm prepared to pay.
If it's beyond your budget, you know, then you value it less than what they're asking for.
Correct.
Okay.
So let me get straight to the point, right? So my moral theory adopts. What's that?
No, carry on.
My moral theory adopts the utility. Value theory, right? Utility value theory. So value comes from utility. So, like, you value that truck because it'll get you somewhere and it won't break down, right? You could be wrong. There could be a better car.
And I'm familiar with it as far as, like, how to repair it and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
You haven't driven every car out there. There could be some other make and model car that better suits your purpose. And that's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because value is not subjective.
No, it is subjective, and that's why there might be one that's better, and Captain doesn't care. Because he subjectively wants his Tacoma.
I mean, we all value things differently, which makes sense. Like, I'm going to value my vehicle differently than Captain would, you know?
Subjective value is why trade is made.
That's not the definition. Like, what's your name again? Chick.
Yeah, just call Chick. Fine.
Yeah, sorry. Nikki.
That's not the use of subjective. Just because it differs from person to person doesn't mean it's subjective.
No, that's exactly what subjective means.
Subjective. Hang on, I got it right here. Let's use the magic rectangle to our benefit. Subjective, adjective, dependent on or taking place in a person's mind rather than the external world. Number two, based on a given person's experience, understanding, and feelings, personal or individual. Number three, not caused by external stimuli.
Yeah, we can even use that definition, right? Okay. We can even use that definition, and it's still objective, because I claim, like, so opinion. So let's talk about opinion, right? Your opinion in the past, or let's talk about, like, Hitler's opinion in the past, because he's dead already.
Really? You got to bring up Hitler? You know, you realize that that's, like, a red flag in any sort of debate, right? The first person to bring up Hitler loses.
The movement was racist. Where's all the minorities over there? I've never seen a minority.
You've never seen a minority?
I believe it.
You're joking. No. Oh, in your camera feed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because we're in New Hampshire.
I'm just joking. And what are the kids? Are they locked up? Or are they out turning tricks for bitches?
No, we actually keep them
in a... No one here has children.
No, we keep them in a cage in the basement, and the minorities we actually employ to watch over them.
And if they voluntarily chose to turn tricks for Bitcoin, who are we to tell them not to?
You tell them not to, but you can't stop them, right?
I wouldn't even tell them not to. I'd try to find a way to get my cut.
But like,
I'd be their manager.
Yeah, no free rides.
All right, so let's get back to subjective value.
There's a lot of AnCaps up here. It's like, I heard you're looking for a kid.
Okay,
let's use that topic in this topic, too. I'll combine them. So if value is subjective, how come a lot of you guys, not Richie, of course, he's saying right now, you violate their subjective values when they make decisions to let's have sex or commit suicide? I think Nikki, right? Nikki and Homeboy, you guys would violate the choices.
Wait, am I homeboy?
I don't know.
So I'm confused. What point are you trying to make?
What's your question, Scooter?
Nikki and the homeboy.
If value is subjective, how come you don't respect
it? It's 7:30.
I'm sorry. Your phone's breaking up. If value is subjective, how come we don't what?
Respect children's subjective value when they want to have sex or commit suicide.
I mean,
who says I don't respect it?
Well, I think Nikki, in our previous debate, said she would stop kids because they're too dumb.
No, what I said was the scenario, I believe, if I remember correctly, if like a 3-year-old was running into the street in front of a car, whether stopping them would be against the non-aggression principle. And I said it wasn't because they're not trying to actively kill themselves. They're just maybe don't know any better.
No, that wasn't a... Remember, I changed that hypothetical. I never wanted that.
What is it now?
I talked about suicide. Remember, I changed that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want an easy case where you're doing it and he'll realize it his benefit immediately.
Yeah.
There are times when you violate a kid's choices because it may benefit him 20 years down the line, or he may never ever realize the help you've given him.
Yeah.
And it's things like that. That's why value is not subjective. That's what you're doing when you're
violating. I've come to that conclusion. Subjective.
You've defined subjective value.
Everyone's talking. Can you take your turns?
Well, we are taking turns. The problem is that you can't make a point coherently. And when we say you've actually just defined the thing that you are arguing against, you move the goalposts, as is the way of most people who engage in debate.
Do you want to make an argument, or do you just want to criticize my character?
Both.
Okay. I accept your criticism.
Your argument is bad, and you're
here's
moral.
What we'll do. Nikki, you and I can agree to just be quiet for a minute, and we'll let Richie and Scooter here go.
Okay, let's go.
Go ahead.
Oh, man.
You got like 3 minutes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sloppy Joe, did you say something? I want to hear your opinion on this.
Whose opinion? Because now they're being quiet, so me and you can have a discussion.
Sloppy
Slop. You've only got me. This is Rich E. Rich.
Yeah, sloppy slop.
Okay.
What's your opinion on this?
How
can you reconcile the fact that they're making a case that the kid doesn't know better? That means his subjective value is bad, and they have to violate his rights.
Well, it's because they have subjective value, right? They value... Let me finish. They value the child's life more than the child values their own life, right?
Are you done?
I mean, that's the point, right? That's subjective value. One values it more than the other. It's not objective value.
I interpret it implicitly that they're saying the child is wrong.
You can interpret that if you want, but that's fine. The child's value, right, of their own life is wrong.
Okay.
And I'm right.
Do you value goods and services or acts randomly? Like, for instance, can you arbitrarily value sand as like a motor lubricant?
You can. You would be wrong, right?
Oh, is that because it's objective?
No, it's because...
Or subjective. Is that because if I try to value it as a good motor lubricant, I'd be wrong. My subjective value is wrong because there's an objective fact. It's not a good motor lubricant. Yeah, utility, but, dummy.
But it's you assigning the value. It's you assigning the value.
Yeah, but, okay, so in game theory, you know what that's called? It's called expected value.
Okay.
Right. So when an actor goes to try and make a decision, he tries to estimate the utility of consuming a good or of an action, right? And we call that expected value when we run through game theory.
Okay.
It could be wrong, it could be right, it could be way off, close, whatever,
yeah.
But it's called expected value or expected utility.
Okay. So when you go to Walmart to buy motor lubricant and you've got like the 5W30 Castrol for $15.95,
yeah.
And you've got the Pennzoil 5W30 for $19.95, right? Is that $4 difference objective but based on utility? Or is it subjectively based on
brand?
Yeah. And this goes to another point where I think the Austrian school just totally...
Answer the question, Scooter.
Yeah, I'm answering. Just let me answer. It goes to ordinal.
Well, no, just,
remember, they also,
just
they also
answer
say
the question.
That value, they also say that value is ordinal in... And not cardinal, right?
So why is Pennzoil $4 more than Castrol?
It has to do with utility. I answered that question already. Now I'm tying it in with
Pennzoil has $4 more utility than Castrol.
Yeah, you're either wrong or right.
You're either wrong or right. Okay, then you're wrong.
Yeah, you're either wrong or right. You're either wrong or right.
Right, because somebody will go up to and go like, "Man, I really need 5W30. If Pennzoil was like $16.99, I would get it."
Mm-hmm.
But at $19.99, my choice has changed to Castrol for $15.99 because they have a subjective value, right, on what they'll spend on motor oil, and someone else's is different, which is why the Pennzoil sells at $19.99 to someone else, right, and I go buy the Castrol because it's cheaper, right? My value is different than theirs because it is subjective.
So value differs from person to person based on
that's why it's subjective.
Scooter, Cheater, Skyler, Butch, whatever your name is, Brian, thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. My value of Scooby as a caller has been devalued a little bit.
2 minutes.
Like it went up during the call, but then it went back down as the call went on. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll talk more about the redheaded bitch coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.